Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. We welcome you, and we are joined by Skype this morning from the beautiful continent of Australia. Donald Wood is joining us. The name of his book is Beating Cancer with the Help of Einstein. The book is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And let me just say one thing about Donald Wood. He's had an extraordinary and continues to have an extraordinary life, outdoorsman, tons of accomplishments. But the important thing is to focus on this book, and I guess that's part of the story, because you and your wife enjoyed life to the fullest until tragedy hit, correct?
That's correct, Stu. Exactly correct.
Tell us what happened.
Well, Stu, it worked like this, that we've had an exciting life, as you mentioned, and then we decided to go to South America on a holiday. We hadn't been to the Southern Americas, and on the plane, she said, "I don't feel real well." She's had marvelous health, and the next thing you know, is there a doctor on board? And when we landed in Auckland, she spoke of terrible pain, rushed to Auckland Hospital, and they found out she had a melanoma as big as a fist on her liver, which we knew nothing about, of course, otherwise we wouldn't be traveling. And they did very well in the Auckland Hospital. After about 2 weeks, they said, "Well, we think we can get you home." When they got us home, they said, "You've got a maximum of 3 months to live, and it could happen virtually in a fortnight. There was no cure. And so we went for alternate medicines, and we found a situation where we did this alternate medicine, which we thought was, because we're brainwashed that it's got to be Western to win. And the next thing you know, after a week of this, of doing about half a dozen different alternate medicines, she says, "I think I'll get up and have a game of golf." And she wasn't fit to play, but after about probably a month, she's walking the course, and the next thing you know, we, of course, rushed in to see if the melanoma was still there, and it's still there, but there's no reaction to it. Anyway, to make a long story short, this went on for the 3 months came and nothing happened. She's playing good golf. After about another month, she's playing to a handicap. She's walking the course. There's no pain. And, of course, we can't understand it. They started to call it a miracle. This went on for weeks, months, then years. And this is what the book's about. there is alternatives to Western medicine when they say that there's no hope. And the overall theme of the book is to, I went around the world to find out why it happened, because we had no medical knowledge, and that was the blessing. If we had any medical knowledge, of course, we wouldn't have done the things that we did.
What was the ultimate outcome with your wife?
She lasted for 5 years and 3 months longer than the 3 months that they gave her.
That's absolutely incredible. And that set you off not only in tribute to her, but with a mission to help everyone else to find out what can be done to helping people. And I want to go to the title of the book, Beating Cancer with the Help of Einstein. What does that mean?
Well, when I went around the world to find out, talking to all these people that live this incredibly long lives and that sort of thing, they came up with different attitudes and different technologies that we don't accept, because we are actually brainwashed to think it has to be Western medicine. And this can be used, the techniques that are involved in the book shows that we are an electrical machine. We're actually just like a motor car. If our body electrics are in good condition, which has been totally ignored, except by Einstein and his partner Hartwig, then there is an alternative way of handling this disease. And not only just this disease, but these diseases generally, many diseases generally, and it works.
Well, you know, when people talk about the horrific effects of radiation and chemotherapy, and sometimes they're faced with no choices, we look at other cultures. I can't remember where. Ecuador. I just saw it on the news just yesterday about a population. I have one person who died of, I think, heart disease, and none of cancer, none of diabetes. They're under generally 4 feet tall, these people. But you hear about these stories, and you hear about the different diets. Did you come to any conclusions or any techniques that could help people with, quote, terminal cancer?
The answer is a very strong yes, Stu, a very strong yes. It goes back, and it was probably snipped in the bud when Einstein and Hartwig got together, and they cured Einstein's sister of TB. Then they went on together as a team, and they made other cures. But then they went in different directions. One went to medicine, which was Hartwig, and Einstein went to science. But the interesting thing was that there was nobody to pick it up. And that's what the book's about, and it does work. It's a matter of getting your body in electrical balance.
When should people employ your techniques? How far along? Can you do it by stages, 1, 2, 3, and 4? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I can answer that. It's the book's divided into really 3 or 4 different sections. The first one was how I got in our desperation. I got into a situation some 50 years ago when my equipment started giving off electric shocks. And I thought, I'm going to go broke because you can't sell machines that give electric shocks. And we found out that it was caused through static electricity. And static electricity is foreign to our world. Apart from electrical storms, there shouldn't be any at all. And because we wear a lot of rubber on our feet, we're not grounded all the time. So we can actually go back to what you're doing with your normal lifestyle if you're grounding yourself. And this can be done very, very simply by just touching metal, having something in your foot that allows you to creating an electrical circuit in the body, because if you don't, you get this accumulation of static, and static is a killer. And that's how it works, Stu, and it's very easily followed in the book on how to stop getting it in the first place. If you do get it, then there's an alternative, as happened to the wife.
Donald, how are you coping today, and what has it meant in terms of catharsis for writing this book?
Well, it's taken 5 years to write it because I didn't know what I was doing. If I had any medical knowledge at all, I couldn't have written the book, because we were so brainwashed to think it's got to be Western medicine. This goes really back to Eastern medicine, where they don't quite know what they're doing. But if you apply this book to both Eastern and Western medicine, we can save 15 million people per year from this terrible death. It's so simple. I know it sounds ridiculous. It makes me sound like a fruitcake. But the fact is, it does work. And we just missed the boat when Einstein went different ways with Hartwig.
Any closing comment you'd like to make? We've got about a minute or less.
The book costs a few bob. If you read it, you'll be constantly brainwashed by the brilliance of Western medicine. But really, it's not the way to go. You should look at both systems. Look at them from a percentage basis. You have a reasonable percentage of chance by using the medicine, Western medicine. If you have, then take Western medicine. But there's no reason it can't be included into Western medicine. And that's the key to the whole thing.
Yeah, and I think we're hearing more and more about that, about alternative medicine to be combined with traditional medicine. The medical community has shunned that for years. I think they're now changing in terms of a new perspective on how to treat all kinds of diseases. The book is Beating Cancer with the Help of Einstein. It's written by Donald Wood. An important book. It's published by Ex Libris. And again, you can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. And Donald, it's been gratifying to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time, Stu.
All right.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Starting Thursday, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing tomorrow through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Carson.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
All right, a change in subject. And, oh, by the way, let me just say that coming up at the bottom of the hour, as we do every third Wednesday of the month, will be Gary Silverman of Blue Prairie Group, and we're going to be talking about liquid alts. So if you don't know what it is, you can Google it, and then we'll have Gary on, as we usually do on a Wednesday. Joining us right now is a young gentleman. I don't know if I'm putting emphasis on his age, but he's a young gentleman named Michael Larson. The name of his book is Refreshed in God's Word, and it's volume one. He's here to join us, and welcome. Nice to have you on, Michael.
Morning, Stu. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thanks. Who's the publisher of the book?
Zulon Press.
Zulon Press. Okay, you can go to ZulonPress.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And I mentioned you were a young guy. How young are you?
I'm 25, Sue.
All right, well, that's not that young. You're getting along. Yeah, tell us about your background and what led you to write the book Refreshed in God's Word.
Well, before last summer, there was an email from Zulon Press, and I looked into them, and I found that God had led me to write this book that contains the three sermons that I've written and spoken.
Do you have a religious background? Are you involved in the ministry, or is this just something you feel is a passion and as a result of your upbringing?
Oh, well, I really started to go to church a couple years ago, and I was raised a Christian, I think just that God just led me to write this book, and I'm excited to see what he does with it.
So how do you write these sermons? You don't have any handy, a brief, just a sampling, do you, that you can read us? If not, we'll move along here.
Well, I write the sermons by, I look through the Bible, and sometimes I'll get a sense of what I should write about and what I should discuss.
So you take information from the Bible, then you could reconstruct it from your own thoughts. Is that it?
Just about. And then sometimes I include illustrations to underline my meaning.
Do you do the illustrations?
What's that again?
Do you do the illustrations yourself?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you're a talented guy. What has this book meant to you in terms of connecting with other people and the message you want to get out to them? What has this book meant to you? What does this book mean to you?
Well, it means very much to me in that I would like to see other young people go out in their walk with God and, you know, strive to do things for him and look to serve him as much as they can.
Now, this is volume one. How many volumes do you plan to write?
That I do not know right now.
All right, but you are continuing, obviously. If this is volume one, you will be continuing.
Yes, throughout my lifetime, I am planning on working on more, and I have other book projects as well.
Just off the track, but related to the book here, and the fact that I won't say we're heading into a godless society, but secularism has reared its ugly head. People of all kinds of really Jews, Christians are being slaughtered all over the world. Is this book partially a response to the situation and the fact that, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but the fact that we seem to be shifting away from religion in this country?
Well, my response is just that I just wanted to get God's word out somehow, and I decided to put it into a book and so that people can read it.
Whom is the book intended for, Michael? Who's the audience? Who are you looking to reach?
Well, I'm looking to reach other young people, but not necessarily just young people, but older people too, who would like to do things for God.
Is this a book that has surprised you with the reaction from people who have read it? Have you gotten any reactions from people who have read the book?
Well, I just, the reactions I've had is that people have liked my book. They've enjoyed it, and that they like to see a young person out there writing a book for this generation.
What have you learned from writing this book? You know, we always talk about the people who buy books and read them. Hopefully they'll have some kind of a learning experience. Has it been a learning experience for you? Is there anything you're aware of or feel now that you didn't know before you wrote the book?
Well, as I wrote the book, I found that I had more and more passion for sharing the gospel with the world.
Was this an easy task for you, or was it difficult having been your first production? And how did you go about writing it? Did you do extensive research first? Was it somewhat spontaneous? I'm trying to find a thought process that you went through.
Well, I chose the topic to write about, and then I went through the Bible and brought out those truths into my work and I expounded on them. For instance, I can give you a synopsis on the chapters that I have in my book.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Can you do that in a matter of just a minute or so, just quickly?
Yes. For instance, there's a subject called God's Power Through the Unlikely. And in this sermon, I observe how God used the unlikely or ordinary people throughout his word. Two examples would be Gideon and Moses, who thought of themselves as insignificant and unqualified for the task that God has that God called them to do. And then facing the giant, I go over some of the struggles we have in our lives, such as worry, doubt, and despair. And at the end, I give solutions that the Christian may apply to himself. And then and be thankful. I look over Paul's life and his imprisonment and reveal how he never stopped thanking God and continued to encourage his friends despite his condition.
Well, I hope this book gives you the encouragement to continue your writing career. You obviously have a deep, emotional, and profound drive to do so. Michael Larson, Refreshed in God's Word, Volume 1, published by Zulon Press. That's spelled X-U-L-O-N. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sue.
All right, we're going to take a break and turn to finances. This is Stu Taylor.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Business Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
All right, we return, and as we do the third Wednesday of every month, it is with great pleasure to bring you a terrific company in Chicago with offices located elsewhere, a company that provides you with information, and you can go to the website, you can get a lot of this, and it's available. So I say take advantage of it. I'm talking about Blue Prairie Group and the website, which has been updated, and it's terrific, blueprairiegroup.com. What's better about the website is you really get a feel of what this company does. It's a wealth management advisory group. And joining us is Gary Silverman. He's a managing partner and chief investment officer. To talk today about liquid alts, and some of you are raising your eyebrows. You don't know what it is. You will learn. But I just think, Gary, for purposes of we always have new listeners, I'm happy to say that just an overview and a little more detail of what the company does, and then we'll jump right into this.
Sure. Well, first of all, Stu, thank you so much for having us back. We're delighted to join you on the program here. Blue Prairie Group, as you pointed out, is a fee-only registered investment advisory firm. We work with both institutions on their portfolios, retirement plans, 401ks, pension plans, foundation endowments. We also have a wealth management practice. We work with individuals and families on the entirety of their personal financial well-being. It's investments, it's long-range planning, estate planning, and we do it all in a fee-for-service basis. We don't sell product or anything like that. And, you know, we've been doing this for almost 15 years, and hopefully we'll keep on doing it.
Well, hopefully you're going to do a great job. And, again, you know, you're ranked as one – I want to make sure I have the right terminology here – as one of the top boutique investment firms in the country. If I get that right, wealth management firms, is that correct?
Correct. Well, one of the – top independent, so we're not owned or affiliated with any money managers or any banks or anything like that. So we are ranked as one of the top independent wealth management advisory firms.
All right, and use your own discretion out there. I'm not recommending you use any group, any service, any product on this show, but I am suggesting for those listening who need some assistance, and we all, if you're not getting assistance, you're making a big mistake. Just go to blueprairiegroup.com. You can make your own decision. Liquid alts. A lot of people really don't know what that is. So why don't we start by you talking about the definition of them?
Happy to do that. And liquid alts are starting to get more and more press. A couple years ago, back in 2008, there was about less than $100 billion invested in what we call liquid alts, or what are called liquid alts. Today, it's over $500 million, over $500 trillion, I'm sorry. So the growth has really been tremendous. What liquid alts are, basically, when you think about hedge fund-like strategies, these are strategies that will go long and short. They'll buy and sell stocks or bonds or other asset classes. In the hopes of earning higher risk-adjusted returns, better risk-adjusted returns, in a way that's uncorrelated to the rest of the market. So they're a series of strategies that are looking to complement a regular core portfolio. Typically, these kinds of strategies were only available to institutions and very high net worth investors via hedge funds, limited partnerships that had very high minimums, tight liquidity requirements. You couldn't redeem your money for a year or two or three, and then only on a quarterly basis, things like that. Liquid alts are traditional mutual funds or exchange-traded funds that, to a large extent, replicate those kinds of hedge fund strategies so that you get rid of the minimums that you've typically had, the transparency is better. So there's a whole series of benefits, which is why they're getting such popularity.
All right, it's one of those opportunities out there for a lot of people. For whom is this opportunity more beneficial or most beneficial? And is there a particular time that people should look at liquid alts? Like at difficult times, we had those great recessions in 2000 and 2008, and hopefully we're not on the border right now for another one, on the precipice of one. Is there a particular time that it's advantageous?
Well, the answer would be yes, of course, if you knew when a 2008-like event was going to happen.
Yeah, but nobody knows that.
But no, exactly right. But nobody knows that. So the recommendation would be to keep a sort of quasi-permanent portion of your portfolio in these liquid alts to improve the risk-adjusted return of your portfolio. In good markets, it's very true that some of these liquid alts will hold you back. But in bad markets, like we experienced in 2008, or even like we've been experiencing since last summer of 2015 through, you know, now, through the last couple, you know, through last week, environments like that, the liquid alts will help cushion on the downside, moderating the overall risk return of the portfolio. And when you think about compounding over time, how you really generate wealth for the long term, having that those higher lows so you don't really take the full brunt of a down market is vital to protecting your wealth and growing your wealth. So we recommend having a, you know, again, a quasi-permanent portion of your portfolio in these things, and they're all weather-type funds.
So, I mean, is this – how does it compare? I remember people used to think, well, gee, invest in a hundred different mutual funds. And that really never made sense, but it was just the feeling that you got your foot in everything and your portfolio is more diversified, not a good strategy. But how do you do that with liquid alts? How do you go about choosing?
It's a great question. And a lot of folks, I do remember, especially going back 10, 20 years ago, people would say, oh, I've got a U.S. Large-cap growth fund and a tech fund, and you know, and I'm really well-diversified. It's like, well, no, you're not. You've got different wrappers of the exact same thing. People would have five or six different U.S. large-cap funds and think that was diversification. And again, it really isn't, because those funds were so highly correlated. If the market was moving up, you were good in a good economic environment, they'd all move up roughly the same. So that's not diversification. Diversification comes when you have investments that operate, that march to the beat of a different drummer. And that's where liquid alts would come in. I should mention that liquid alts are really not one thing. There's a lot of different types of liquid alts. So you need to think about what it is you're trying to do with your portfolio, how much risk you're trying to mitigate, and how much return you're willing to give up to get that risk mitigation.
Well, when you say there are many kinds, I think there are what you call retail liquid alternatives as well, right?
Well, right. That's the whole liquid aspect is the retail aspect of it. There are the alts that are not liquid that are the hedge fund-like alternatives, and then there's the liquid, quote-unquote, retail alt that come in, you know, there's long-short funds, market-neutral funds, managed futures funds, and the multi-strategy alts that really dabble in all of the above. Those are the ones that we would really talk about as being liquid alts. And we think that they complement most portfolios.
Well, what's the difference? And I've heard of traditional alternative investments. What's the difference between liquid alts and traditional alternative investments?
Well, the traditional alternatives would be, it's really the wrapper. It's not so much what the strategy is doing. It's the way an investor can access it. A typical hedge fund that might be a long-short fund or something like that, or a market-neutral fund, is going to have a very high minimum. Typically, the minimums for good funds could be $1 million or more. Some of them, especially some newer managers, you'll see minimums of $250,000, $300,000, $500,000. If you think about that as part of a portfolio, you're talking about needing a portfolio of quite a few million dollars to make a $500,000 minimum allocation reasonable. So you're talking about a $5 million-plus portfolio. Not everyone has that. So the liquid alts allow you to get in at much lower minimums, a couple of thousand dollars, generally speaking. So that's one major difference. Getting in is a major difference. Getting out is also a major difference. Most of the traditional hedge fund-like products only give you the ability to access your money on a quarterly basis, and that's only after a lockup.
All right, I'm going to have to have you pick this up after a break, and that'll lead us down the road as to the risks involved. This is Stu Taylor, Gary Silva, joining us from Blue Prairie Group.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does, and I just hope all of you that are in sales take advantage of the knowledge that he brings because the people he has on that show can change your life.
All right, a real pleasure every 3 weeks, every third week of the month to have on a representative from Blue Prairie Group, and we have a number of them coming on. Gary Silverman is the managing partner and chief investment officer, is a CFA as well, and this is a company where I just ask you to go to the website to check it out. It's blueprairiegroup.com. You can spell, I don't need to spell it, highly intellectual audience, blueprairiegroup.com. And if you have any needs, you can contact them. But the objective here is for Blue Prairie to offer, I would call it educational services for those people who feel that they don't have a source to go to, and that's basically it. And as we come back to the subject of liquid alts, I don't know, you can finish your point, but I was just going to ask you about, are there risks that are unique to alternatives? And you can incorporate that within what I didn't allow you to complete in your last thought.
Well, not a problem. We do need to pay homage to the people who make this possible. So going for a commercial break makes all the sense in the world. In terms of the risks, it's actually a really good question because typically when you're investing in a stock or a bond, the bulk of the risk is coming from the market. Stocks are going up, you're likely to go up. With liquid alternatives, and let me just take a quick sidestep here.
Sure.
A lot of people who talk about liquid alternatives will include things like just a couple of years ago, real estate and commodities were considered alternatives. Those to us are non-traditional asset classes, and they should be in a portfolio. We agree with that, but they're not liquid alternatives in the sense of alternative strategies. They're just different non-traditional asset classes. But when you're talking about alternative strategies like long-short funds, market neutral, or managed futures, the risk, the big risk, is the manager's skill. There's a much higher proportion of risk that's coming from what the manager or the management team is deciding versus from the market, which is where you get some of the benefit of lack of correlation, but it introduces a whole new set of risks, and those are risks that are much harder to assess from a portfolio perspective. How is introducing this set of risks and opportunities going to affect a portfolio?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, so the biggest risk really is active manager risk.
What? How do you research this and pick which ones to take? How is that done?
It's not easy when you get into this market because the definitions of what liquid alts are so fuzzy because the track records are relatively short. And another very important point, the other issue, is it's difficult to research or so important to do the research homework because the spread of returns within liquid alts are much greater than you have in traditional stocks or bonds. So getting it wrong, choosing the wrong manager, comes at a much higher cost in the liquid alt space. Our approach is both quantitative and qualitative. And if you're going to pick an individual manager, we really recommend you do that with an advisor who has a research capability because of all those reasons I just mentioned above. For us, it starts with understanding the philosophy. What is the manager even trying to do? We then evaluate their process for doing that. So, you know, what's their process for turning the opportunities that they see into a profitable set of trades? We look at the people and their track records. How long have they been doing this? You know, what's their similar, what's their pedigree? What's their experience? We look at the actual portfolio that they're holding. Does the portfolio match what they're saying? Is what they're actually holding consistent with what their philosophy is? And then, of course, we do look at their performance, especially during the down markets. We won't just look at a 5-year or 10-year average. We want to very specifically look at what's happened when the market's gone down. Have they protected capital, which is the main reason that you would have them in a portfolio. So that's the process. It's both quantitative and qualitative, and you really need to get access to the manager to get down into the weeds with them. If you don't have that kind of research capability, there are what are called multi-alt strategies, fund of funds, if you will, mutual funds and ETFs that invest in multiple hedge fund strategies, liquid alt strategies, and they are doing the research for you. And for a retail investor, that might be the best approach.
Well, what about, we always talk about asset allocation in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, cash, real estate, commodities. How much did you have in alts?
So for us, we keep the allocation between 5 and 15%. We believe that's enough to take the edge off the portfolio during down markets to help with compounding of returns. A lot of people out there will tell you you should go as high as 30%. And when you look at institutions like the Harvard Endowment and the Yale Endowment, you'll see allocations of 50, 60%. I should point out that a lot of those institutions and a lot of that sort of rule of thumb will include what we had called alternative non-traditional asset classes. So they'll include real estate and commodities in that allocation. But if you're looking at pure liquid alt, we think 5 to 15% is a very reasonable number for most retail investors.
I'm going to try to get this question squeezed in here at the end. How are fees and expenses reported for alternative mutual funds?
Well, they're reported the same as they are for traditional mutual funds. The fees range, you really need to look at that, because they range from less than 1% to over 2% and almost 3%. And also liquid alts tend to have a much higher trading expense, which isn't reported in the expense ratio. So looking at fees are vitally important. But because you're hiring an active manager, you really in this case want to look at not the lowest fee, but the best value.
All right, Gary Silverman. I wish we could go on because there's a lot more to cover, but here's my suggestion. Just go to blueprairiegroup.com, give them a call over there, and you can get more information. Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group. Thanks a million. Look forward to having you on again next month. This is Stu Taylor. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.